The PlayStation Show UK starts.
Hello and welcome everyone to our first birthday, episode 52 of the PlayStation Show UK. I would start grumbling.
No, I've already said I've been touting this on Twitter all day. It is a non-celebratory episode. It's a continuation from last week's show. It's just episode 52.
Your last week's celebration.
Episode 52.
All right, but it is our first year.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So I'll mention it now and we won't mention it again. Okay?
Okay, perhaps we should celebrate by eating chicken?
Yeah, could do.
Meat bag, chicken.
So I do believe we've got an inebriated chicken-eating bod on the show. Is that correct?
I believe so. Bod, are you there? Bodster.
Leroy Jenkins!
Beautiful. How you doing?
Yes, I'm a little bit drunk. It's not my fault.
Oh,
all right, it's kind of my fault, but also not my fault.
Yeah. Who bought the drinks?
Well, I kind of had to because it was his birthday and everyone else had gone home. We had to work. We've all got to work tomorrow. But it's his 21st birthday, and he wanted to go out and get some beers, so I did. And then a few people came out with us, but then they all went home, and it was just me and him. And he said, you know, I want to stay out and get pissed. And I said, I've got to go, but there was no one else there.
And he invited you back to his flat, and
I felt guilty. I couldn't leave him on his own, so I stayed a bit longer than I should have.
Okay. Hence, you're washing around.
And now I'm pissed.
Okay. So, how many pints did you down in the time you was there?
I had 6 pints.
Nice.
And normally, 5 would floor me.
Okay.
And then I came home, and I should have stopped. But I had some beers in the fridge, and I've been drinking alcohol, so I thought I might as well continue. So now I'm drinking a bottle of Carlsberg.
Okay, I have a bottle of Bud to join you.
Well, it is a celebration after all.
Oh, God, it's no celebration.
Slug, are you joining us for a drink?
I've decided to crack open a Strongbow or two, yeah. So, I do love the Strongbow. Do love the Strongbow.
Yeah, not bad. We haven't introduced yourself, Mr. Slugger, but you've been speaking, so.
Oh, yeah, hello everyone, I am Mr. Slugger.
Yes, good. I might get this out of the way now. I've got a little song.
Do it.
For our celebratory 1 year birthday.
Do it.
Why don't you play it? Come on. Come on.
But you're going to have to, because you can't speak because you'll get an echo. But this is going to be beautiful.
T-Suck is one today. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. T-Suck is one today. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. T-Suck is one today. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. Yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck. T-Suck, yeah. T-Suck is one today, yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck, yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck, yeah. Happy birthday, T-Suck, yeah. T-Suck is one today, yeah.
Okay, getting
beautiful.
Abuse. I'm cutting
beautiful. You do realise you're getting abuse from your own co-host in the chat.
Yeah.
Zonal, you fucking loser. Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, one.
Oh, I did a one. God damn it.
That's late. You're allowed to do that.
That's leet, is it? I thought that was premature.
It's even more leet if you actually type the type number, type O-N-E for one in there.
Okay. Have we had a fun week? Tell you what, I've had a shit day.
Oh, so I hear. A bit of a long journey home.
Well, our wonderful transit system, it's just amazing. I don't know what I'd do without it. Or I'll probably get home a lot quicker without it. Piece of shit. One thing pisses you off more is trains not working and replacement bus services. Lovely.
Yeah, so how long does your normal train journey take? About an hour?
No. It's about 2.5.
Jeez, that's dedicated. That's dedication.
Stupidity, I think
it is. They're obviously paying you too much to travel into the city, into the big smoke every day.
Yeah.
So the train doesn't turn up, and so instead of putting you on a different train...
Yeah, well, basically there was a line fire further down the track, so you could only get a certain way on the train, and then they replaced the train with a bus, a hot, stinking bus. Not a nice little air-conditioned coach. Oh, no. A stinking double-decker bus to take you further down the track to get onto another train to carry on with your journey.
Oof.
Ridiculous. I say I left work at 4 o'clock. I got home just after 8 o'clock.
Oof.
Yep.
Not good. Not good.
Nope. But then when we went to Eurogamer last year, they had a replacement bus service.
Yeah, that was lovely. I suppose the difference is if you've got a group of you that's a little bit better than just on your own with a bunch of strangers, but nothing I love more.
Well, that's your travel medium to work. My travel medium is the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And the insurance company paid up
for
the work to my car. Yeah, they paid up a nice big fat check, which has come through in the post.
Okay.
So now I'm looking to get the work done really cheaply so I can bank the difference.
Nice.
Get
someone to tap it out.
Yeah. Tap it out.
Okay. Bod, have you done anything interesting this week?
Apart from getting pissed this evening?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Charlie Brown's last night.
Charlie Brown? Oh, you tweeted about this. What's with all the Charlie Brown stuff?
Well, it's a restaurant near where I live called Charlie Brown's.
Okay.
And the other week I went to a restaurant where it was more of a cafe. It was the Beano Cafe.
Okay, so you're just trying to find establishments with cartoon character names.
It's not me. It's like people have basically directed me to these places and I've gone there. And the food was good. Food was very good in both places. But I'd never heard of either of these places before somebody told me about them.
Okay. So, have you got some PS3 releases for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Play that funky tune, white boy.
PlayStation releases. Go for it.
You know when I said yes, that I had some PS3 releases?
Yeah.
Yeah, I lied. There's no PS3 releases.
Ah. But,
Meat bag, chicken.
Yeah, what do you get in a snack box these days?
Well, what I had was 2 hot wings and fries.
Okay. So no PS3 releases then?
Nope.
Gee, thanks.
It's not my fault. Don't blame me.
Before you carry on,
yeah,
because we're going to go into the next section in a minute, aren't we?
Yep.
I just wanted to announce to our live listeners that we've got a big competition going on tonight. big competition on T-Suck. So stay tuned. And you've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah. You can it's win yourself. It's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be a doozy. You can win yourself £50, $100, 56 euros, or whatever the equivalent is, depending on where you live in the world, in games, PSN cards, combination of the two, whatever you want. So stay tuned. Check it out.
Okay. Right. Let's move on to the PlayStation Store update then.
PSN Store update.
Right. PlayStation Store update for the 27th of July. Well, what was it? Oh, yeah. Trial and Unlock. Deadblock. Did you try this, Bod?
I did. It weren't bad at all.
I only read the description. I didn't quite understand it. What was it supposed to be?
It is basically a rip-off of Nazi zombies. And not just Nazi zombies, it's also... They've basically taken the best elements from Nazi zombies, from Dead Rising, all sorts of zombie games, and put it together. It's sort of a cartoony sort of survival...
Is it first-person shooter, then?
It's third-person.
Third-person, okay.
And it's more like Nazi zombies than anything else. Basically, you're in an area, and you have to survive the zombies attacking. There's several different areas. There's a garage, there's a diner. And as I say, it's very similar to sort of Nazi zombies, and you have to sort of block the windows up with wood to stop the zombies getting in, but you need enough wood to be able to block the windows. So any sort of like benches or anything in the area, you can
yeah. Well, you're falling asleep.
I'm struggling because I'm a little bit pissed. But basically, anything you in the area you can destroy, and you'll get wood from destroying it. Even though you might like destroy a fridge or something, apparently it's made of wood, so you destroy it and you get wood from destroying it. And then you can use the wood to build the defences on the windows and the doors to sort of block them up with wood to stop the zombies getting in.
So let me get this right. You destroy fridges, and that gives you wood.
yes. Not just fridges, there's benches, there's trash cans, all sorts of stuff you can destroy. And somehow, every time you destroy something, you always seem to get wood to then build defences on the windows.
So you smash up a dustbin and you get wood, Bod?
Yes. I get wood a lot.
Okay, so this game, $7.99. Is it worth that?
I don't know. I played it. I enjoyed it. There's also other elements where there's sort of boxes and stuff. You can search the boxes and you'll find sort of elements that you can then use to also build traps. You not only block the windows, you can also build traps on the windows. There's like an ice one that you build a trap, and then when the zombies climb through the window, they turn to ice, and then you can destroy them. There's another one that poisons them. When they come in, they'll get poisoned. So I quite enjoyed it. The only problem I'd say with it is there's a single player, obviously, and there's also a local co-op, but there doesn't seem to be an online co-op.
What? I was going to say, there's four-player co-op, isn't there? But
yeah, but it's only local. As far as I can tell, there doesn't seem to be an online co-op, which seems a bit silly for a game like this. I think it'd be a really good seller if they had an online co-op, but for some reason there isn't. And that's possibly the only thing that stopped me buying it, because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I wonder if they might add it later on or something.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. There's another one listed here, but I don't remember seeing it in the store, but 3D Ultra Mini Golf Adventures?
Yeah. This was a weird one, because I downloaded it on the Wednesday when it came out. And then I had a friend round, and he wanted to see it, and we had a look. And then he said, oh, how much is it? So I went to the store to sort of find out how much it was. This was a few days after it came out, and there was no sign of it. They'd taken it off for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I concur. I concur, Vod. I couldn't find it on the PlayStation Store at all.
No, because I think I looked towards the end of the week, so that's probably why I didn't see it at all.
I mean, it does say availability, not available in Russia and and Ukraine.
Yeah.
Could that maybe be a typo? Maybe it's Russia and the UK?
It was definitely out on the Wednesday, because I downloaded it and I've got it on my hard drive and I've played it. But then if you go into the store, even if you play it, and then there's always a button to say, you know, unlock the full game. If you press that, it tries to load up the store, and then it says you cannot currently buy it. So for some reason they added it on Wednesday, and then maybe a day later, 2 days later, they removed it, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
But don't worry too much if you can't buy it, because it's not that good.
Oh, okay.
It's very similar to one we played before. Was that Planet Mini Golf?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's very similar to that. And they've sort of overcomplicated it. There's all sorts of stuff going on, and the holes that I did, there was so much sort of obstacles and stuff in the way that it just made it more annoying than anything else. It's like with something like Tiger Woods, when you go to take your shot, you can line up the shot and it will tell you where your shot's going to go. And this has just got a bar, like a strength bar, so you press the button and it goes up the strength bar, and then you press another button to stop it at the strength you require. But it doesn't tell you how far your balls are going to go, so it's a lot of guesswork.
Hmm.
And there's all sorts of obstacles. There's the first hole I did, there was a snowman sort of, that would blow your ball out of... I'd line up the shot, and then I'd hit the shot, and then it seemed to be going towards the hole, but then the snowman would blow it some other direction, and it would just end up a mile away from where I wanted it to go. And I just found it quite annoying.
Yeah. I tell you what, old Drunken Bod doesn't half come out with the innuendos, doesn't he? We've got snowman blowing balls, we're getting wood.
This is your disgusting mind. Not me. It's you, you sick bastard.
Hmm. Okay, all right. Moving on.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. What's that? Full games, Section 8 Prejudice special offer bundle. It was only for a week, so it probably ended by the time you listen to this.
Now, did you either of you play the original Section 8?
Nope.
Oh, there was no trial. There was no free trial, so I never played it.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I mean, I know the guys from the Rogue Gamer, and I think PlayStation Show 2.0. I think they've been playing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds okay. I mean, it's what is it? It's a first-person shooter, isn't it? And you're in.
Well, I've heard it called the Poor Man's Halo.
Okay.
It does look like a rip-off of Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. But yeah, it'd be good to have a demo to actually give it a try.
I don't know if they've got a demo of the original, to be honest.
No, there was no demo of the original. There's no demo of this one.
Oh, okay. Tell you what, you
otherwise I would have played it, wouldn't I?
You buy it on the Super Secret account.
No.
Mm. Cock.
Why don't you, send a message to the people that made it, say we'd really like to play it for free, and we'll review it. There you go. Sorted.
I could, yeah.
Do it.
Okay. I'll get on right onto that. Add-on content, Call of Duty Black Ops Annihilation Pack if you've been waiting for that.
No.
No? Dirt Free? No. Did you buy any of this, Slugger?
I saw a bit of the DLC for it. There's I'm just looking through the list now. There's the I'm more interested in the track packs than I am the cars, yeah, and the team packs. But you've got the X Games Asia track pack and the for £3.19.
Yep.
Because that's the only thing that I'm finding with Dirt 3 is that a bit of repetition on the tracks. So yeah, I'm thinking of maybe purchasing some extra track packs.
Okay.
Yeah, not really fussed on the teams. What about yourself? Did you pick any of those up?
I had a look. I haven't bought any DLC for Dirt 3 yet, but I think, like yourself, I'm not too worried about the cars, unless it's a certain car that I really like, but team packs, no. But like you say, a new track or tracks is probably better. You feel like you're getting more for your money then, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if X Games Asia track pack, I'm guessing because it's X Games, it's going to be what, like a Gymkhana type track, I guess. I don't know if it's or if it's a race track, I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you can just... I know you can do like a just play any course you want. Maybe you can only do it, unless it adds it to like the single player mode. I don't know, but have to see. But there wasn't. There was a LA Noir traffic case out. I'm confused about this. £3.19 and the console's car traffic case.
What's confusing about it?
Because it's not under the Rockstar Pass.
That's correct.
Why not?
Because I remember when this first came out, the Rockstar... I think everyone bought the Rockstar Pass thinking it would cover all future DLC. But when you read the description of it, it told you specifically that the Rockstar Pass included the... I think it was the first four cases, was it? And a few other bits and pieces. It told you specifically what it included. And it just included that stuff that was already out, not any new stuff that was coming out.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't expecting another one out, to be honest. And I know, Bod, you've sold yours, haven't you, now?
Yeah. I traded mine in. So yeah. The fact that it's not included in the Rockstar Pass, if I still had the game, that would annoy me.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I've played the Rockstar Pass, that should cover everything. Yeah. And it doesn't.
Nope.
But yeah, I've got rid of it, so don't really care.
See, I've got the game, but I haven't picked this up because I was thinking of selling the game, so I don't know. Don't know if I'll pick that up or not. Have to wait and see. But that's pretty much it. The only other heads up I'm going to give you is Back to the Future, still £7.99.
Bastards.
Get it.
And no episode 5 yet.
No.
No, although our American friends have
had this.
Been playing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, very pissed off about that. Pissed off about the whole drop in the price by 50%. Not a happy consumer here.
Oh, I'm happy.
Have you bought it then?
Me, I bought it, yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bought it as soon as I saw it, because I said I'd wait until it dropped in price. And I wasn't expecting it to be 50% off already, but it was a good price. Go and pick it up. Oh, Slugger, did you get any of the Burnout stuff?
No, I haven't yet.
I think it ends this week.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I can't decide what to get. I mean, I don't know whether... If I get all of it, it adds up to about a tenner. I don't know if I want to get all of it or not.
So that's not bad, because I think I paid about 30 quid. So
I was hoping there was going to be one thing that you could just buy and it would be everything, but you've got to buy everything individually, haven't you?
Yeah, see, unless you buy the game... The ultimate pack, if you know what I mean, then that's got all the DLC. But yeah, there's not one that's got all of them.
Yeah, see, I quite like the DeLorean, or the Jensen Interceptor, they call it, don't they?
Yeah, it's the Legendary's car pack, isn't it?
Yeah, I quite like it for that. I'm thinking about getting Big Surf Island.
Yeah, you should get that. I mean, it adds more trophies as well.
I mean, trophies never cross my mind, but yeah, I mean, that would be interesting.
Cops and Robbers, that's good, because that's multiplayer mode on that is quite good, where some of you are cops, some of you are robbers. You're chasing each other around town. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe I should pick some up. Maybe I should do, before it does expire.
Exactly, yeah, be jumping back up again soon. Big Surf Island go back up to £5.50, so... I don't. Yeah, £2.39 at the moment, which is a bargain.
Yeah, I've got some money in my PSN account at the moment.
Oh, is that when you paid £26 for a game and voucher? Or whatever?
Yeah, well, I basically got essentially got a £25 PSN card for free, didn't I?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've also traded in Infamous 2 now as well.
Okay.
So yeah, I got another PSN voucher, so I've got about £50 worth of PSN cards at the moment.
Cool.
But okay. That's saving that for the PlayStation Plus subscription. But more on that a little bit later.
Okay, but I think that's pretty much it, unless you tried anything, Bod, that I haven't mentioned.
No, that's it. I'm going to just mention at this point as we're on the PSN, that last week I said that Sony had not refunded me the money they owed me for Beyond Good and Evil HD.
Yep.
I actually checked the other day and they have refunded me.
Ah.
So there you go, breaking news. Sony do refund you. Well, they refund me. I don't know about anyone else.
I've had a refund before in the past.
Yeah, yeah, just, but you clearly wound them up. You clearly wrote to them and said, give me my money back, blah, 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 and they just did it to shut you up.
Quite possibly, but they do come up trumps, but they just seem to take their time over it.
Yeah.
One other thing on the PSN store that I'd seen, I don't know if anyone's thinking about it at all, or whether they've put a multiplayer mode on it. If they've got a multiplayer mode on it, I could be really tempted with this, but I don't know for sure. Crazy Taxi.
Oh, I don't know if it's got a multiplayer.
Now, I played this game a hell of a lot on the Dreamcast, and then on the PlayStation 2, they released a Simpsons game. I think it was called Simpsons...
Hit and Run.
Hit and Run, that's right. And you could play four-player split-screen. It was basically Crazy Taxi, but set in the Simpsons world, and you could play four-player split-screen on that. Now, I don't know if this Crazy Taxi has been... had a multiplayer mode. I loved Crazy Taxi on the Dreamcast. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. And the multiplayer modes were fantastic. I don't know if they've done anything to it or whether it's a straight port.
No, I don't think... I think they've only HD'd it up. I don't think they've done much else. I don't know. I don't know if the chat knows, actually. Might be worth seeing if anyone in chat's got Crazy Taxi. And...
Yeah, because it's normally $7.99. It's now $4.79 on offer until the 3rd of August. So
Tuscan's made a good point in the chat, because they removed Offspring track from Crazy Taxi.
Why?
I had no idea why they did, but didn't, or why they removed it for the PSN version. But that was awesome, that track. That was whenever I hear that track, it just reminds me of Crazy Taxi.
It's probably just licensing, isn't it? They probably only had the license for a particular platform, not for any future platforms.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I'll say about Crazy Taxi is I used to really like Crazy Taxi. And then I played Burnout. And then after playing Burnout, I went back to Crazy Taxi. And Crazy Taxi was as slow as... And I couldn't play it after playing Burnout because it was too slow.
I tell you what I loved about Crazy Taxi, and it was just like the shortcuts you could take and, you know, finding a good shortcut. And the Simpsons version, Butters in the chat corrects us, it was Simpsons Road Rage, it was not Hit and Run. It was Simpsons Road Rage. It was absolutely brilliant. The four-player split screen, I had such fun playing that. It really was good. You know, getting the multi-tap going and four of you playing on a at the time a smallish screen. I imagine now on a big screen that would be really good.
Yeah. Road Rage. I don't remember it being called that.
No, it was Simpsons Road Rage. I'm pretty sure it was.
Okay. I just wonder if that was like. US version, if it's a different name. I don't remember Road Rage. Was there a Hit and Run then as well?
It does ring a bell. There was a couple of Simpsons games out around the same time, wasn't there?
Yeah, there is a Simpsons Hit and Run.
Maybe. There was two Simpsons driving games, says Butters. So the Crazy Taxi one I'm sure the Crazy Taxi one was Road Rage. I think that was the Crazy Taxi one.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a Hit and Run. I've just got it here, which came out in 2003. When did Road Rage come out? That was 2001. Yeah, okay. Which was on the GameCube as well, so yeah. I don't know what you played it on.
I think I'm pretty sure it was PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Because it was four-player, so that would have been the multi-tap. And the only other console in recent years that I had with four controllers was the N64. So it must have been the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Quick heads up for the chat. JT Rowland in the chat says, has Slugger announced the contest, or is it a scam to get people to attend the live chat? Well, JT, as you know, we're currently at just short of 9,000 people in the chat. We don't really need to pimp to get people to attend the live chat. There is a competition. It will be announced. Stick with us. Win yourself some PSN cards or a game of your choice. Up to 50 quid, $100. 56 euros or whatever the equivalent is in the country of your origin. And hello to Ant Marquez, I think he was calling from Portugal. So hello to you, sir.
Yes. Okay. Shall we move on then?
Yes, move on.
Okay, to what we've been playing.
What have we been playing?
Okay, I think Bod should go first before he falls asleep.
I'm still awake.
For now.
Sort of.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Bod? Not a lot.
Well, I've started on my second playthrough of Infamous 2.
Okay. You're an evil bastard now.
I am playing evil.
There's something satisfying about that.
Yeah, I've also discovered something a bit strange, actually. Okay. Basically, when I borrowed the game off my flatmate, when I first turned it on, I loaded it up, and it gives you a choice: start a new game, or load up a game from your or a save from playing Infamous 1.
Yeah.
I think the option is continue your Infamous 1 story or something like that.
Yeah.
Now I played Infamous 1. I played through it once. I was evil when I played through it. And then I got rid of it, and, well, I borrowed it or someone, I gave it back to them. And then, because I've only got an 80 gig hard drive, I normally delete everything I'm not using, any games I've got rid of, I delete any save data from it. So when I started Infamous 2, it gave me that choice, and I thought, well, I've already deleted I saved from Infamous 1, so there won't be anything on it. So I just started a new game. And that's how I did. And I played through Infamous as good, and I finished it. So then when I went to start again, it gave me that choice again. And I thought, I wonder what happens if you choose the other option about starting with, you know, previous save data. So I chose that option. And it gave me extra XP, and I started an extra level of evil, because I'd played through evil on my previous, on Infamous 1. Even though I deleted all the first infamous save data, and all the game data, for some reason it still realised that I'd played Infamous 1 as evil, and it made me more evil and gave me more XP. Can you explain that?
No, I can't, but I can back you up on that, Bod, because on my first playthrough, I remember talking about this a few weeks back, yeah. On my first playthrough, it didn't offer me anything. And when I started up my second playthrough, it said, oh, due to you playing previously, we're going to give you 1,000 extra XP, move you up a karma level, and yada, yada, yada. But it didn't offer me that the first time round. So I don't know if it, the second time round, it picked up my Infamous 2 game save, not my Infamous 1 game save.
Well, when I played the first time, it gave me that choice. I assumed because I deleted the data, it wouldn't recognise any of it. Therefore, there was no point in choosing that option. So I just chose to start a new game. But then when I played it again, I chose to start from my previous, from Infamous 1, but it seemed to recognise it, even though I deleted my Infamous.
Well, I'm going to say snap, because I've just started my second playthrough as well, and I didn't get the options first, but I did the second time. But did you get both options, or just the evil option?
I only had the good option, because the first Infamous I only played through as good. I didn't play the evil option.
Okay, and Bod?
Well, it just gave me an option of starting from my previous Infamous.
But when
I played Infamous, what confused me was that I'd basically deleted my save data from the first game. Yep. Therefore, I was confused as to how it would know what I did. But apparently, Ozzy in the chat says that apparently it works from the trophies as opposed to the save data.
Yeah, but why didn't it give it to me first time round?
I don't know. I mean, it did give me the option. First time round, it did give me the option. But I thought because I deleted the save data, it wouldn't recognise it. Therefore, I didn't choose that option.
See, I platinumed the first one, and I didn't get the option the first time round, as we said, because I backed up my save and I restored it, but it still didn't do anything. But when I started my second one, I had both options to start from my continue your Infamous 1 good story, or continue your Infamous 1 bad story, or evil story. So I had both options. That's because I completed it on both. So. But it's just, I don't know why it didn't come up first time around. Maybe it was an issue and they fixed it with the patch.
Quite possibly.
I know, but then did you have the patch before you?
No.
1.2?
1.02 only just come out a few days back.
Yeah, so maybe not then. Because you definitely got it the second time round.
I definitely got it second time round. And I never installed patch 1.02.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is... A lot of people would have played Infamous that they downloaded as part of the welcome back package, and I tried using my original save file with a downloaded version of Infamous, and it wouldn't work. So it would only work with a retail copy of it, not the downloaded version. So I wonder if there was some sort of problem between game saves of the retail and the downloaded version, which is why different people got results.
Like Bod was saying, not using game save at all, by the sounds of it.
Okay, so maybe there's a slight difference in the trophies. I don't know. Maybe if you play I don't know. I don't know. Have you seen anyone with two lots of Infamous trophies? Because you get some games, don't you, from different regions and whatnot, where they give you two lots of trophies.
I haven't seen anything, but it just seems a bit weird. I mean, if it's using a trophy list, then it definitely should have showed it first time around, but no. Oh, well.
Could you have been signed out when you originally started the year?
No.
No?
No, I doubt it.
Okay, maybe it just doesn't like you.
Okay.
Quite possibly. Yeah. Have you, Bod, while you've been playing your second playthrough, have you used any of the tricks of the trade that I talked about last week?
The trouble is I couldn't entirely remember exactly what you said. I believe one of them was something to do with the user-generated content. And I tried that but you said don't install the new update.
Yeah.
But then if you don't install the update...
You can't do user-generated content.
It will sign you out, and you can't go online. As soon as you try to sign in, it will then say you need to download the update.
No, you can... If you're offline... You can still create a user-generated content mission.
Can't.
You just can't upload it.
You can't.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, the user-generated option is not there in the options when you press start.
I'm telling you, I was offline when I was able to do it.
Don't know. Is that what you?
I think there's something funny with Infamous. I don't know. There's obviously some sort of. There's something funny because I had a couple of little things like that with mine. But I was able to do to go into user-generated content, go create new mission, edit mission, and then when I was in the edit mode, I could fly to any part of the map, exit from it, and then fall out of the sky at that place that I went to, therefore saving them to traipse across the map.
Well, I certainly couldn't do that. It wouldn't let me do anything to do with user-generated content while being offline. And as soon as I signed in, it said you have to install the update.
Oh, well, I mean, install the update then and just see. I mean, it should still work. I mean, worst comes to the worst, you can just uninstall the patch.
I did install the update. But as I said, I couldn't remember exactly what you said. So I started a user-generated level by somebody else and then tried to do it that way.
No.
I guess that was wrong. That's why it didn't work.
You have to be creative.
You can do it. No, you can. You can play somebody else's level.
Oh, they fixed it then.
Yeah, I think you can play any level. But what I did was I just went create new or create new mission or create new one from template or whatever. And then in there, you start off with a circle and you can just move to anywhere and then drop it from there. Or when you're editing a mission, if you go hit the start button and say play current mission, you'll start playing your empty mission where nothing's going on. And then when you're playing your current mission, you can then buy stuff using your XP, then exit out of that, and you'll exit back to the editor, exit out of the editor back to the game, and you'll still have all the stuff, but you won't have spent any XP. But I don't know if that's been fixed with 1.02 or not.
Yeah, I haven't got that far yet to try that.
Yeah, well, it certainly didn't work playing levels that other people had created, because I tried that and that didn't work. But I'm not too worried. I think I can do it without that anyway.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else?
Yeah, I played a little bit of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Ooh, you haven't played that for a while?
Yes, I'm not a big fan of racing games. That one I find quite interesting because it's the whole cops and robbers thing, sort of like when you're chasing and trying to take them down, or when you're the racer and trying to avoid being taken down. Makes it slightly more interesting than just maybe a normal race or a time trial. I get a bit bored of that sort of thing. But the whole being a racer and avoiding the cops or being a cop and trying to take them down, I find a lot more interesting. So I quite enjoy that side of things.
Okay. So you've done more of the single player?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some.
That's good.
Okay.
What? What's the matter?
Well, it's just the way you said it. That's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Oh, wait. It's good.
Okay.
I think that's pretty much all I've played.
Okay.
Don't think there's anything else.
You want to go next, Zonal?
I shall go next.
You're always the host. You always go last, aren't you? It's always sort of...
Yeah.
You're always the gentleman in that respect,
mix it up
you?
A bit. Yeah,
mix it up a little bit.
Okay. I started the first episode of Back to Future. I finished the first episode of Back to Future. It's good.
It's bloody good, isn't it?
And it's good. The end of the first one took me a little while. I don't know why it took me a little while.
It was quite tricky to get everything in the right order.
It was tricky, but simple, if you know what I mean. It's like...
Yeah.
He's chucking you these words, and you're like, okay, I'll do that, and... Why did I just mess up?
Yeah, it does take a bit of thinking. That there's no more things like that in the rest of the series. I don't know about episode 5, but in 2, 3 and 4, there's no more things like that, really.
Yeah. But it was very good. I enjoyed that. And got all the trophies on that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. One playthrough or multiple playthroughs?
One playthrough. Cheat. I know. I did look at. I'd looked at a guide, but
you're doing it wrong, mate. Honestly, don't ruin the story.
I'm not. It's not ruining the story, though, is it?
Whatever. Play it through once. Play it through once, and then go back and mop up the trophies on a second playthrough. If you want to do it as a walkthrough, if you go back through a second time and play it with a walkthrough, it really doesn't take that long at all to play through. And I'm hearing that episode 5 takes about an hour to play through. So.
Yeah,
just play through normally. Just enjoy it the first time through, and then go back through afterwards and mop up the trophies.
I'm not using a walkthrough. I was just looking at what's coming up, sort of thing. Not what's coming up, what trophies there are. and yeah, and just planning it that way. I'm not using a guide, and I'm still listening to every part of the story. So, and I'm still enjoying it. So, it's good though. It's good. And get it, $7.99. As mentioned, Infamous 2. Started the evil playthrough on that. I've done all what I can on my first playthrough, so all the little extra bonus trophies and collectibles and upgrades and everything like that. So basically this should be a straightforward go through as evil, and that should be it. I think that's pretty much it.
That is pretty much where I'm at, really.
Yeah. I think there's one trophy when I started the evil that I forgot to do on the first playthrough, which is the one for rebounding helicopters' rockets back at itself. I don't know why I never done that one. I just must have missed it.
That's pretty easy to do. You can just go to...
I've done it. Yeah. Okay. It's simple, but it was actually quite good, and the helicopter seemed really easy then.
yeah.
Whereas before, I was just shooting the hell out of them with electric.
Yeah. You've only got to reflect a couple of... You basically just dodge them until the red lasers come down.
Yeah.
When the red lasers come down, just get ready to basically fire back. 9 times out of 10, you'll hit it straight back at it. And you've only got to do that a couple of times to take a helicopter out.
Yeah.
You're right. Before that, just shooting it just seems to take forever and a day, doesn't it?
It did, yeah. It took forever. But rebounding them is so much easier. But playing it on hard, it's not actually that much harder. Except for when you get swamped by a load of them.
Yeah, they just chuck more of them at you, don't they,
basically? Yeah, and the grenades as well. They seem to be grenade happy.
Yeah, and the missile things. The missiles come straight at you.
Oh. I've got to mention, I got my headset this week.
Oh, yes.
My gaming headset.
Talk about that. Yeah, what do you think?
Awesome. The DPX 21s with the surround sound processor.
Turtle Beach,
yeah.
They're my ones, but on steroids. I've got the PX21, which is the old version of the... What's your one called?
Oh, the DPX21s.
So you've got the up-resed version of mine, I think, haven't you?
Yeah. They are awesome. And the only thing that reminded me of it is, obviously, it's even though it's virtual surround sound, it's still... The processing unit takes in the 5.1 surround sound and then process it into a stereo form that you can still hear behind you, sort of in front of you, sort of thing.
Isn't it a game changer being able to mix the chat and the game audio in the same headset? It takes gaming to a whole new level, doesn't it?
Yeah, just having that little unit there that I've got control of everything is amazing. I can turn off the chat, turn it back on, turn it up, turn it down. Even I've got a bass level as well.
Yeah. Prior to that, I would listen to the sound coming out of the speakers and then have a Bluetooth headset. But the trouble with that is that then you'd get the feedback from the speakers going into the input on the microphone.
Yep.
And you'd never get that balance right. But with these headphones, you've got a separate dial for chat and game, and you can just adjust it to however you want. And there's also a voice boost as well.
Yep.
So if you're playing something with big explosions, as the explosions get louder in the game, it amplifies the chat voice automatically. You see it kind of glow up.
It's quite good. It's a little blue light that every now and then, like I say, when the sound gets loud in the game, that just come on to try and boost the chat when necessary. But, oh, it's good.
It's crystal clear. It was the biggest change for me in gaming, in online gaming, was getting a proper gaming headset with chat and game built into it. Yeah. It's a game changer. I'd highly recommend it to anyone. And you're not disappointed with them. You're pleased with them.
Absolutely,
the build quality and everything.
I mean, before I bought them, I was looking around, as I do, like reviews, just going. And obviously, you get the negative ones. And for whatever reason, we always take the negative ones and go, oh, I might not be that good. Even though there might be 100 good ones, you read one negative one, you're like, oh, not that good. But believe it, yeah, if you're thinking of getting a pair of Turtle Beach, well worth it. Absolutely.
The Griff in the chat brings up a point. He wants to know how much you paid for yours.
I paid for mine from Shop2 £94, which is, like you said, it's the PX21s, but with the digital surround sound processing unit.
Hold on. Ozzy in the chat has just made me get an insta boner.
I think Ozzy tweeted to me about this because he's looking at getting the surround sound unit for the PX21s.
I think I've just jizzed my pants. Ozzy, I want clarification on this. I have the PX21s. I can buy the surround sound unit for £60 to plug into them.
Yep.
Is that correct?
That's pretty much what mine is.
I've just jizzed my pants. I thought I was going to have to buy a whole new headset.
No, because mine are the PX21s with just the unit bundled in. But you can buy the unit on its own. You have to ask Ozzy where he got his from.
Yes, Ozzy, sure. Can you where did you order from? Can you send me a link or something? That'd be fantastic if you could do that, please, sir. I thought I was gonna. The only thing that's put me off buying a new headset is the fact that I think I paid $65 for these, $60-$65. And so, what did you say you paid for yours, Zonal?
$94.
So yeah, all right. If I paid $60-$65 for it, I'm paying over the odds buying them separately. But I've been using these now for 18 months, and they're still perfect.
Yeah.
And you can pick up. Griff says you can pick up the PX21s without the stereo surround sound for $47.98 in Tesco. So. And Ozzy says they're from Amazon, so I'm going to have a little search on Amazon for the surround sound unit. I did not know you could do that. That is brilliant news. I will be ordering a set ASAP.
Yeah. Well, I think Shop2 should become one of our sponsors because we keep mentioning them. But
we should.
I'd say I got them for £94 for that whole bundle. But the next one I found cheapest was Amazon, but they were £107. So Shop2 are nearly a good sort of nearly £10 cheaper than anywhere else. And going back to the units, they're amazing, and Infamous 2 sounds amazing. And when you mention the rockets, just when the rockets fly past your head with those on, it makes you want to turn your head and go, shit, where did that go? Well, I mean, yeah.
What was bad? Because Battlefield's got. I've always thought the Battlefield has far superior audio than COD games. The sound of the guns, the sound of the bullets whistling past you. How was Battlefield Bad Company 2?
Battlefield Bad Company 2, amazing. Absolutely. I'm just hearing things that I never even heard before. It sounds like I'm bloody. I work for Turtle Beach. I don't, but. One of the new levels, I can't remember which one it is, but there's bridges going over little rivers and creeks, and I'm just hearing things like gates creaking and swinging and the river flowing. I'm like, I didn't hear that before. And then you've got the footprints. You can hear footprints of someone coming up behind you. The first night I played with them on, whether it was just I was having a good night or whether it was because of the headsets, I done so much better. And I think that might be because maybe I was more involved in the game because I had it there on my head, if you know what I mean.
That's just like the best news I've ever had. I did not know you could buy the surround sound unit separately. Yeah. That is brilliant. Yeah, I'm. I will be placing my order forthwith.
Good. And good on you, Ozzy, for ordering. Well worth it. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, what I've been playing.
I don't know, yeah. That's right. That's the section we're
so,
in.
So, yeah, Infamous 2, yeah. Started that. I played some Sam & Max Episode 4. Just getting them done out of the way. I've had them for a long time, so.
I've got all five Sam & Maxes.
But you didn't like them, so.
No, I didn't, but. No. But.
They don't get any better, so I don't think you're going to like them.
If you was using a walkthrough.
Yep.
How long would each episode take you to do?
I am using a walkthrough because okay. I'm just fed up with having them there, if you know what I mean. I just want to get them done. So I'm using a walkthrough and, I don't know, hour and a half?
There's quite a few trophies in those, isn't there?
It's much like Back to the Future. They sort of range from about 10 up to like 9, no, maybe not 19, 15.
Can you put up with them for, let's see, wait. 7.5 hours to get all the trophies.
Pro tip, press circle, it skips all the text based and audio based. So you don't even have to hear them.
It really did annoy me though. Really did annoy me. I don't know if I could bring myself to do it even for trophies.
No. So I've only got the one episode to go now, and well, I'm not gonna stop it there. I'll just get them done. And last game I played, Battlefield Bad Company 2, as mentioned, I tried it out for the headsets. But as I was trying out, I just got sucked into that game again. Amazing, still really good. And the online, obviously, is still buzzing so much on that. And that might be because, I suppose, Battlefield 3 coming out soon. So that game's so good. I've been playing Sniper. Been trying to get better with that.
Oh, it's such a great game, isn't
it? It is.
Have you, we're talking of Battlefield 3, have you pre-ordered yours yet at all?
I haven't. I've been thinking about it, and I'm not sure where.
Okay, this is what you do.
Okay.
This is the definitive answer. In the UK, you must order the limited edition from either Game or Game Station. Why? Because they are the two exclusive outlets that you get four extra maps with from Battlefield 2, remastered in the new engine. And they're the only two places you can get it from. So pre-order it from either Game or Game Station. You have to pay a £5 deposit to do so. I did mine at the weekend, so just pre-order it from there.
See, but Game and Game Station can tease up my balls.
Yeah, but why? I mean, it's 30... I think it was 30... $7.99 or something, I think they said was the price in store if you put down a £5 deposit. It's worth doing. You know you're going to get it on day one.
Right, okay.
And you're going to get those extra maps.
You know, you remember that game I ordered, Mind Jack, from Game Station?
Yeah.
Yeah, still haven't got it.
That was ages ago.
Yep.
When did you order it?
Let's think. The 12th of July?
So, have they shipped it, or they've just not shipped it?
They shipped it, yeah.
Okay, so they're saying it's not turned up, and you've got to wait 30 days or something, or...
Yeah, it was 15 working days before I can claim for loss, which was the 25th of July. So then I put in my claim via email, and they replied and said, no, you have to do it in writing. Even though on the top of the form it says you can email this form too. So I sent it off today. I mean, it's only £1.98, but...
Well, that's £1.98
that you've spent more than anything, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's trophies.
Exactly.
£1.98 for trophies. I mean, people would spend a lot more for trophies, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
But
I don't know who would, but...
I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't pay any extra for trophies. I'd get mine without paying anything.
Yeah, all right.
But, you know, I have morals, so...
Really?
Really?
Well, sort of.
Yeah. I don't think you can back that up. Okay. I'm done with what I've been playing. So, Mr. Slugger.
Mr. Slugger is here to tell you all about his gaming week, so tune in.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Just a little reminder, people, live listeners, keep asking. The competition is coming up. Stick with us. Yeah. Stick with us. You might get an idea of when the competition's going to land from the amount of time that we're stringing it out. The competition is happening in this episode, so stick with us.
Hang on. When we are stringing it out, nobody's stringing it out except you.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so what have I been playing this week? I've been playing... I took back Infamous 2. I traded it in. Surprise, surprise. I see no value in keeping that game. I wasn't really into the user generated content.
No shit.
I just didn't see.
Pro tip.
Go on.
One of the user generated content, is called God of Storm. It's called Cole, God of Storm. If you look for that, if you do a search for that, it's a great way of boosting XP if you need it, and it's a great little mission as well. But just a little pro tip.
Yeah, because they updated the search, didn't they?
Yes, you can now search for a text space.
Can you search by who created it?
Not tried, to be honest.
Okay, if you can search by who created it, search for "Here Comes Bod." I made a doozy. It's got 3.5 stars out of 5, so it must be good.
Must be good.
I made a peach of a user-generated content map. I literally went create, save, upload, trophy.
See, I used a template, which was the one where you have to collect stuff. And the one where you have to collect things, you have to collect about 20. I deleted 19 of them. Therefore, you only have to collect one. I've had 9 people play it. And, you know, they've given it 3.5 stars out of 5.
Right, nice.
Anyway, sorry, Karen.
So anyway, yeah, Infamous 2 went back in. I traded it in. I got £21 for it, for the game.
You got £21 for Infamous?
Yeah, Infamous 2.
Where did you trade it?
Game.
See, I traded L.A. Noire in Game Station, and they only gave me £15 for it.
It's if your face doesn't fit.
Tight bastards. And right, they gave me a badge. They said, if you bring this badge with you every time you trade in games, we'll give you an extra pound on each game. And they still only gave me £15, you bastard.
I took it to Game Station. They said 20. And then I went to Game, which is literally about 10 shops along. And they said, we'll give you 20. And I said, Game Station said they'd give me 20. And he went, all right, we'll give you 21. And I always buy from that. I always try and do that because I then get the reward points as well from it. So,
see, I'm too lazy to do that. I just go to one shop and just they say, we'll give you that.
It's like, but yeah. I've got within less than 100 metres, I've got a CEX, a Game Station and a Game. So I go to the CEX first and then go to Game and they beat it by a quid and then go to Game Station. They beat it by a quid. And then I go to Game and they beat Game Station by a quid and I get my reward points. I do that every time.
Yeah, but we've got a Game and a Game Station, and the Game is basically on the other side of the road of Game Station. They're owned by the same fucking company.
They are, yeah, but they're run completely separately, though.
Yeah.
Or so they say. So they say. Up till recently, Game didn't price match Game Station, but now they do. So it's almost like they're competing with each other, which is a bit strange. So I traded that in, got a PSN voucher, another 25 quid, so I've got about 50 quid's worth of PSN vouchers now. My PlayStation Plus subscription, I'm in the same boat as a lot of people, see, and this is where I've got a bit of a conundrum going on. I know you guys aren't into PlayStation Plus. I don't care. For me, it's great. I get some great little games, some good little games that my son likes playing. You know, every now and again, a game comes through that I really like playing. I get access to betas. I get, you know, little bits and pieces that come through. For me, I think it's worth it. For 3-4 quid a month, it works out to. You know, for me, it's a good buy. So at the minute, they're doing an offer for a 12-month subscription for $39.99. And you can either get a free copy of Sega Rally Arcade or 3 months of PlayStation Plus on top for free. So 15 months for the price of 12. So I'm thinking of going, I'm not really into the Sega Rally Arcade. I'm thinking of going for the 15 months for the price of 12. But I think anyone that bought PlayStation Plus on day one, which I did, being one of the elite last year, meant that their subscription is going to run out on June the 28th this year. But everyone got 2 free months plus 10, 12 days or whatever it was, which means a lot of people are going to run out on August the 9th, 10th. Now, do you think they're going to come out with a better deal nearer that time, knowing that people might let their current subscription lapse? Or do you think they should just bite the bullet and go for 15 months for the price of 12?
So this is their... This is for the first year, isn't it? First year, yeah, birthday sort of celebration.
Yeah, birthday celebrations. Not that we do that, but PlayStation we're doing.
But it is our birthday.
No, it's just episode 52 today. So do you think it's... So August, anyone who bought PlayStation Plus on day one is going to run out on August the... I think it's something like August the 9th or something like that. August the 9th, 10th, say, for example. Do you think it's worth me holding out for a better deal nearer that time, or do you think I should go for the 12 months plus 3 months free now?
I don't think they're going to come out with a better deal. I think the 3 months, the 15 months for the price of 12 months is probably the better one, and I think you should do that now. Yeah,
Okay. So chatters are calling for a break, so I shall rattle through the rest of my stuff rather quickly. I played some more Castle Crashers. Man, I am sick to the back teeth of that game. Sick to the back teeth, as I am. I'm getting that way with Little Big Planet as well now, so I played a bit more of that. I played some more Dirt 3. I started through on the single player mode.
Yeah.
Great. Interesting. Some fun little modes. The Gymkhana training school, the skidding and the handbrake turns and the, you know, the rallying. And I'm enjoying playing through that. I've unlocked most of the first season now, so I guess I'm about a quarter of the way through the game. And the other game I played was a PlayStation Plus game. It was like a little Brucey bonus that everyone got for free this month if you were a PlayStation Plus subscriber. A game called Comet Crash. Are either of you familiar with this?
Heard it, but haven't played it.
Brilliant little game. Fantastic. It's a top-down tower defense game with a twist. It's tower defense in that, you know, you've got their bases, say, at the top left and your base is at the bottom right. And they start off with a lot of towers, you know, be it basic shooty type towers or upgraded towers or laser towers. You start off pretty much with nothing. You can start building towers to take their towers down. You can upgrade your towers. You can build laser towers. There's comets that fly across the screen. And with your spaceship that you're moving around as your cursor, you can pick these comets up and bring them back to your base for extra minerals so you can buy more towers. And then the real kind of twist to it is that I really like is you can build a basic ops tower, which builds you like a fast-moving fleet of attack craft that are, you know, sort of low armor but, you know, high speed. Or you can upgrade it and build tanks, which are slower but obviously hit harder. And you can build those up in the background. And then when you've got a load of them, you think you've got enough of an army, you can send them off and they go on the same trail that you've set across the map to defeat the opponent's base.
Right.
It's brilliant. But there's one minor hitch. They have missed out on a real trick with this game. There's no online mode. You can play local co-op. You can play against the computer, which is what I'm doing. I'm just playing against the PS3, and I'm enjoying playing that. But if that had an online mode, it would be fantastic. So I don't know. Maybe it's something they'll do in the future. Maybe they'll patch it in, or Comet Crash 2 or something. But I'd recommend anyone give that a go, especially if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber. It's a free game. And it's actually a pretty damn good tower defense game with a little twist. So definitely worth a play. I did play one other game as well. But I'll talk about that a little bit later on. Now we've all done our what we've been playing.
Yeah.
I think it might be a good idea to go for a little break. What do we think?
Little wee-wee break.
Back in the not too distant past, when I would need a quick repast or a temporary break from my agenda, up to the bedroom I would head, pull out the Playboy from beneath the bed, and sneak a peek at all the portraits of pudenda. My alternatives were slim. If I tried to find another source for sin, I'd have to hang out with the losers in the back room of my local video store. But last month I finally made the call. I got a brand new cable modem installed, and it opened up the floodgates on a whole new universe of internet porn. Internet porn, Roman orgy scenes, internet internet porn, dominatrix queens. Internet porn, girl on girl on girl on girl on girl on guy on sheep. Internet porn, gross anatomy. Internet porn, Pam and Tommy Lee. Internet porn, when you're given so much to choose from, who has time to sleep?
Honestly, honey, I don't know how the link got on there.
After my girlfriend goes to sleep, then I get out of bed and down the hall I creep, so I can hunker down and wallow in depravity until 3 or 4. You'll always find me in that same tableau, silhouetted by my monitor's warm glow, and absorbing all the bounty from the cornucopia of internet porn. Internet porn, barely legal teens. Internet porn, naughty figurines. Internet geriatric German grandma spanking Spanish men. Internet porn, erotic Asian art. Internet porn, guys with extra parts. Internet, I don't think I'm ever going to see the sun again. Internet porn, melonlove.com. Internet, there's my neighbor's mom. Internet porn, biker wearing diapers, chasing nurses dressed like Smurfs. Internet porn, dance on le clavage. Internet porn, on des trois ménages. Internet, every kind of smut from every corner of the earth.
And welcome back. And we've got coming up in a bit. What?
Just interrupting you on something.
Hmm.
I just want to remind all of our live listeners, and all of our listeners who are listening to this on Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever they've downloaded it, we've got a competition coming up in the show today. Win yourself some gaming goodies of your choice, up to $100, 50 UK pounds, 56 euros, or whatever your national currency is, dineros, rupees, whatever, coming up in the show. We're going to do that now? No, actually, no, we'll move on. What's the next section first, Simon?
We have some gaming news coming up.
Gaming news.
Okay. Slugger put this agenda together tonight.
Yeah, I did. I'm really sorry. I sort of picked out 4 news items that kind of stood out a little. Did I do okay?
Yeah, I don't think there's been much news, to be honest. So
no, I did really. I think I did well getting some news out of a slow news week.
Right.
Do you want to kick off with the first one?
Okay. Yeah, I will do. Sony Computer Entertainment's Ross McGrath of the Sony PlayStation Store team has confirmed that NTSC-J and NTSC-U PS1 classics are to be prepared to hit the European store.
NTSC-J, NTSC-J, what are you, some sort of numeric acronym cruncher?
Yeah.
Basically, what he's saying is that the American and Japanese games are hitting the PSN store.
Yes.
PS1 classics, so we don't know which ones.
Any good ones?
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
Don't know?
All we know is...
Japanese, probably not.
All we know is that they will be published as is, with either English or Japanese language game content where available. So they're going to be basic, just direct ports, I guess, or direct kind of games that can be played. They'll all run at 60 hertz. And, yeah, it's just down to licensing and whatnot. But, yeah, we're going to start getting some Japanese and American games come through on the PSN store.
Okay, could be interesting. All right, you want, next bit of news? Are we taking this? Yeah.
This will please some people and anger others. Modern Warfare 3. The Commando perk. Now, the Commando perk, for those that either need a refresher from Modern Warfare 2, was it in Black Ops? I can't remember. But for those that need a reminder, or for those that don't know, that the Commando perk enabled you to basically run around like an absolute madman and stab people the minute you saw them. You would literally hit your stab button and you could stab them from halfway across the map as long as you could see them. And some people liked doing it. You know, stabbing someone in a game is like the ultimate humiliation, like a stab kill. But others, like myself, just found it very annoying where someone that was not even close to you would be able to stab you. It is being removed from Modern Warfare 3. And this has come from a tweet posted by Infinity Ward creative strategist Robert Bowling. So, as far as we know, no commando perk in Modern Warfare 3.
It's a shame. I like to go commando.
Currently going commando as we speak.
Excellent. Don't switch your webcam on. Thanks.
Oh, too late.
No! Sorry. Okay. Next bit of news. Red Dead Redemption, due to get next bit of DLC in September, Myths and Mavericks. That's still, it's good. It's good.
I was reaching by this point. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I think it's still good that they're bringing out some DLC for that game, but it's been a while though. I thought they'd be concentrating on something else by now, but,
they obviously feel that there's a bit of life left in the old girl yet. I don't know how many people are still playing Red Dead Redemption now.
I've seen a couple of people on my friends list playing it, actually.
I feel as if it might just be a case of trying to eke in a little bit more money while they're working on the next Grand Theft Auto. I'd love to see another Red Dead Redemption. I'd love to see Red Dead Redemption 2 or whatever they call it. Red Dead... I don't know, whatever they call it. I'd love to see a Red Dead Redemption 2. It was one of my greatest games of last year. It was my greatest game of last year. No ifs, no buts, actually. You know, maybe Battlefield Bad Company 2, but it was up there. That was the year before, wasn't it? So it was my greatest game of last year. I'd love to see another one. I don't know. This DLC coming out for it. I mean, I've obviously... I was long shot of the game. I got rid of the game a week after it came out, but...
There's a surprise.
There is a surprise. I don't know. Are people still playing it? I don't know.
Okay. Next bit on news.
I'll take the next bit. EA aren't too happy with 3D.
No.
They are saying that because they haven't seen a big uptake in 3D gaming... They are going to be. They feel as if they're going to get poor returns on games that are focused on 3D, so they're allocating their resources towards newer innovations.
I'm fine with that.
So yeah, they're not going to be investing heavily in 3D. That obviously means a lot of the sports titles aren't going to get the 3D makeover. I predicted this from the word go. I think we're going to get a real low in 3D TVs now. They are still quite pricey. They've come out at a time when people have bought big expensive LCD TVs or plasma screen TVs, and you know, everyone now has got a big TV. Everyone's got a big TV, and myself included, I tend to run a TV into the ground until it dies. I'm not going to upgrade a TV because I want an extra 3 or 4 inches, or you know, or in the case of 3D, because I want the 3D. I don't see it as appealing enough to be able to make it a justified purchase. And I think the EA are right. I think Sony will flog this into the ground. They will keep flogging 3D. You know, they have to. They have to. They're heavily invested in 3D. But the likes of EA... I think they're probably right to pull out of it a little bit.
You've got like the 3DS, which has just slashed its price. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, well the 3DS has just dropped what, $80 or how many? I don't know how many pounds that is. I don't know, 50 quid or whatever.
Yeah, but people are a bit worried, but they're obviously speculating that it's obviously clearly not doing as well as they thought.
I think there's a big problem with 3D gaming. I think there's the uptake of it, the cost of the hardware, and the fact that it gives some people headaches. I've played on a 3DS, and even after a few minutes, I found myself thinking, okay. And I played Eurogamer last year, played some 3D games there, and I thought, okay, this is kind of interesting. It's kind of a novel thing, but I couldn't find myself sitting down for 4 or 5 hours straight with 3D glasses on. I just couldn't do it. So and I think it's too expensive for the casual market to pick up. I've no doubt that when 3D TVs come down in price and people with LCD TVs or plasma TVs, whatever, as they start wearing out, they would inevitably buy 3D TVs as the price comes down as a natural replacement. And then casual gamers might, you know, might have a bit of an uptake on 3D games and whatnot, but I just don't see it at the minute.
No. Oh, when it all first kicked off, I was like, oh yeah, I might get a 3D TV. I've played a few games 3D and yeah, they look good, but not enough to sort of sell me on it. So, but like, I think like you said, that if most of the TVs end up just having 3D with it nowadays, then I don't know, I suppose I see it as one of those extras that it's like a bonus, if you know what I mean, but I'm not going to go out my way to buy one. Yeah. For 3D, so
yeah, definitely. So yeah, I think they've potentially done the right thing for them, I guess. Put their resources elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. That was the news. Bart, have you got anything you want to add?
There's one other bit of news, but somebody's mentioned it in the email, so I won't talk about it just yet.
Okay.
I've just got one other bit of news, actually, to add. I couldn't find an article on it. But EA, back to EA again, they've announced this week about, or DICE, I should say, about Battlefield 3.
Okay.
About the dog tag system. Have you seen this?
I've seen a few things. I've not taken the time to read through it. I don't...
Well, one thing I loved about Battlefield Bad Company 2 was that when you stabbed someone... you got their dog tags. Yep. And you could look back through your collection and you could see in 99.9% of TPSN listeners, you know, most people had Pantera Down 2's dog tags at least 4 or 5 times. You know, most people had Red 96 Cobra's dog tags at least 4 or 5 times. It was great to look through that list and see, I've got these dog tags. And if someone was a very high level, you'd get the silver or the bronze or the gold dog tags, and I loved that. I thought it was a great little feature. Well, in the new Battlefield 3, you can customize your own dog tags, so that'll be quite good to see what dog tags you've got of you know, people's when you've stabbed them and what you get. So I think that'll be quite good.
I collected a gold dog tag the other day.
Gold tag, they're nice when you get them. I think it's, I don't know what level they've got to be able to get the gold dog tags. I think it's maybe got to be over 40.
Yeah, the bloke I got it from, he was 41, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good. Okay. Then I think we should move on then to the mailbag.
The mailbag.
It's the mailbag. So the mailbag, you can contact us, tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. Any questions, comments, abuse, send it to there, or you can do it via the site. Mr. Slugger,
yes, you can do playstationshow.com and select contact us and select T-Suck from the T-Suck from the drop down list. I should say before we continue, got a big competition coming up. Win yourself some gaming related goodies, prizes, good value prizes. Competition's coming up now. No, after the mailbag, I think. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay
50
tuned.
Quid, $100.
Please.
56 euros, dineros, lira, Turkish dinars, Aussie dollars, whatever your currency is, we'll translate it. And you can win yourself some good gaming-related cash goodie prizes.
Okay. Can I win?
Everyone's eligible.
Ooh. Even
you, I'm running the competition. This is a T-Suck competition, but I'm running. But you are eligible, as are you, Bot. Everyone's eligible.
I'm intrigued now.
I know. All will be revealed shortly.
I might actually stay, keep on listening to the end of the show now.
You're not going to cut off early, no?
Yeah, I wouldn't bother, to be honest.
I think Bot's dropping off anyway.
Yeah. I've already gone, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got he's one at what his head's kind of half resting in an empty bucket of chicken. Got bits of chicken skin attached to his face.
Nice. Okay.
I'm not reading the first email. Sorry, just out of interest.
Well, I'll take it.
You can take it on the chin.
Okay. First email comes to us from Zeiss. Location, TSAC mailbag. I don't get why that's in there, but subject, celebratory episode 52. Whoop whoop. Happy first birthday. Congratulations on racking up 52 episodes of unparalleled PlayStation news and banter. I'm sure celebratory episode 52 will be in full flow by the time this is read. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bodzono and Slugger, if he's there. Happy birthday to you.
Fuck you.
Looking forward to another exciting year of PS3 goodness. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Zeiss.
Yeah, that was a good email.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Do you want to take the next one, then?
Yeah, this is from Bakura Bakura Bakura. Loyal listener. Loyal flan. Fan. Flan.
Flan.
Flan. I'm only three cans of Strongbow in. Location over there. Subject, Back to the Future. Well, I just finished the... hold on, let me just check.
There's no spoilers.
Okay. No spoilers. Well, I just finished the last story in Back to the Future, and guess what happens? Ha ha ha. I won't tell. No spoilers. Good boy. But I did get 100% in every one. Does that count as a trophy mention? No.
No.
Bod?
He sent me a message the other day and asked if that was a trophy mention, and I said yes. But I said, send us an email, otherwise we'd forget.
Yeah, no, it's not a trophy mention.
So you him a trophy mention.
I'm going to say it is a trophy mention. No, I will mention that you got 100% Back to the Future. Well done, Bakura. Congratulations.
Zonal, do not play that sound. Do not play that sound. Because the sound is, like, if you listen to the Fire Vader podcast, you'll hear in detail what is needed to obtain a trophy mention on the Fire Vader podcast, and I feel as if we should mention it here. It has to be a platinum trophy. Only platinum trophies count. It needs to be
Yeah, but it could be an honorary mention.
No.
It's not a platinum. I'm not saying it's a platinum, but it's worthy of a mention, surely.
God, don't take away from those that have earned hard-earned platinum trophy.
Hard-earned? You've never had a hard-earned platinum in your life, you cheating bastard.
Well, let's see what happens in the trophy count, Bod, eh?
I wonder.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's not take away
platinum trophy. Well done, you, for cheating. Woohoo! You're the best cheater in the entire world.
So, there we go. So, well done on 100% in the 100% in the series of them. They're Bakura, 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 but no trophy mention, unfortunately. He's finished up. We'll enjoy the game when you guys get it over there. Yeah, I'm sure we will do. I don't know when we're getting it. Anyone know?
Must be this week, surely.
Well, I was thinking, last week, but
it's just taking forever and a day. So anyway.
As you mentioned the Five Hour podcast, and you did say that it has to be a platinum mention, platinum trophy to be a mention, as it does with his show, that doesn't seem to count. Do you remember when I got my Prince of Persia platinum?
Yeah.
I emailed him.
Mm-hmm.
No mention.
Right.
Next email then.
Yes, thank you, Bakura, 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 for... Oh, yeah, I'm so pleased that Bod's got the next email. This is fast. He's almost... This next emailer is almost overtaking Mandingo Dick as my favourite emailer of all time.
Okay, yeah, I'm not doing the next one.
What?
No, it's your turn.
No. I'm too drunk, so, I wouldn't do it justice.
We take it in turns to read the mailbag, Bod. It's your turn to read the mailbag. Read the fucking email.
Oh, fuck you.
No, come on. Read it out. Come on.
I can't see it. I don't know. Something's gone wrong.
Oh. Come on, Leroy.
Leroy Jenkins. Well,
someone's going to have to read it. Zona, you're going to have to read it then, because it's a good one.
Right, I'll read it then. From UK Dave. Location UK. Subject nursery rhyme.
I just want to, just for anyone that didn't listen to last week's show, UK Dave is the guy that wrote into us and said, quite frankly, he just said, you guys are a bunch of wankers and you're an embarrassment to the Queen, I believe, was something along the lines of what UK Dave said to us last week. Is that right?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Okay, so he's obviously, he's seen the error of his ways and he's ringing in to congratulate us for a few great episodes of T-Suck podcasts.
Yeah, and, I mean, I've read through it. I think there's some apologies in there.
Is there some
apologies? Yeah, okay. I think there is some in there.
Right, brilliant. Okay, I'll look
for it. It's in a nursery rhyme form, so.
Okay.
Do I have to sing it?
Yeah, you've got to sing it.
Okay. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down. T-Suck, listeners. The T-Suck podcast really sucks, really sucks, really sucks. The T-Suck podcast really sucks. T-Suck, listeners. Plug your ears or beat Slugger up, beat Slugger up, beat Slugger up. Plug your ears or beat Slugger up, T-Suck, listeners. Find a man to let Bod fuck, let Bod fuck, let Bod fuck. Find a man to let Bod fuck, you cheeky bastards.
Right, this for once, and this proves that UK Dave is actually you, Zonal Ripper.
What, just because he doesn't mention me?
He's obviously got a bit of wood for you, hasn't he?
He loves me.
So, UK Dave, if you're not Zonal Ripper, I would like you to write in for next week with maybe a special email for Zonal.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just to pick on me. One email to pick on me. Excellent.
Right, next email. Bod, can you read the next email? Is that not possible?
Let's see. It might be a bit blurry.
Because this is my favourite emailer of all time.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
I only can't get through his emails without giggling. So.
No, I can't. I giggle like a girl when I read his emails. So, yeah. Take it.
Okay, from Mandingo Dick. Location, the clinic. Subject, mistake. Sup, fellas. If you remember my email last week, I had two chicks get a taste of my salami serpent. You want to get the giggling out of the way now?
That's me, sorry.
Oh, well,
I think
he's muted.
While these hoes should have gave me a standing ovation for my performance, I got another kind of clap from these dirty bitches. My hog is hurting. I've been at this clinic for the last 2 hours. Ever had any experiences with the ladies you regret later? From Mandingo Dick.
I love Mandingo Dick.
Oh, I love Mandingo too. He's funny. No, I've got a story to tell you. When the nearest town to us, they had a nightclub open up. This is going back. I was maybe 16, 17 at the time, and they had this nightclub open up called the Playhouse, and it was a hardcore drum and bass / rave nightclub. That opened up, and on their opening night, it was on a business estate, like a business park, and you went upstairs to get into it. And on their opening night, they obviously splashed out a bit of money, and they had I don't know if you were into these DJs, but they had DJ Hype.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the Rat Pack, and I can't think what the other guy was called. They had some, yeah, anyway, they were, at the time, they were like top drum and bass DJs. And they came in, and anyway, I got thoroughly pissed, and I ended up vomiting over a balcony on someone's head who was dancing below, and got escorted out of this nightclub. Well, as I got escorted out of this nightclub, I walked around the corner, and I saw my mate walk around the corner. This guy called Doug. And I said, Doug, you all right? And he was covered, absolutely covered in blood. He was wearing a white T-shirt. I went, Doug, are you all right? I thought he'd been in a fight or something. And he went, yeah, I'm fine. Why, what's up? I went, what's going on? Have you been in a fight? He went, no, far from it. I went, what's going on? He goes, I just fucked some bitch. And I went, Doug, have you seen your T-shirt? And he said, no, and he looked down. And he'd done the dirty with a girl who was clearly at the wrong time of the month. And he was covered in blood on his white T-shirt. So that was an experience that he regretted. It just sprung into my mind then.
He learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson, yeah.
Yeah. Don't go there when it's flaring red. I'm not sure if I have. I've got some regrets, but nothing like that. Bod?
There was this one girl that had an Adam's apple, but that's another story.
Bod dated her for 6 months and wondered why she always said, "Oh, I fancy it up the arse tonight." Oh, dear.
Right.
Let me read an email. What's next? Okay, This is from E-Diddles. E-Diddly-Diddly. I'm guessing this is E-Diddly-999. Location Google Plus. Are either of you using Google Plus?
Nope.
No.
I think it's like Facebook for the new, like, for all the kiddies now, I think. I think all the kiddies are using Google Plus. Is that right?
It's Google Plus for King Dum Dum. Facebook for dum-dums. I haven't looked at it, to be honest.
No, me neither. Okay. Subject, are people in the UK weaker than the rest of the United States? Well, I'll answer that. No. But I should carry on and read his sentence. I just read that two people in the UK have recently died from playing video games. What is your reaction to this? I have placed a link to the story so that you can read how gaming kills. So the link to the story... Okay, so... It's a guy called Chris Staniforth. He died from a blood clot. Here we go. Journalism for you. And the cause may be due to playing Microsoft Xbox 360 indirectly when he sat for 12 hours straight. And the other girl, a teenage girl, suffered a heart attack while playing an Xbox game. So clearly you're safe playing PlayStation. So the guy died from thrombosis. Yada yada yada. And the other girl was playing a game and she couldn't breathe and collapsed, and she was pronounced brain dead when she arrived at the hospital just several days ago. Are video games really doing this? Or
this was the other story that I, you know, mentioned earlier that was mentioned in the emails. This girl, I read the story in the paper the other day, and she'd been playing Xbox, but then she got up, went to the toilet, then came back, and then died.
Yeah, so she probably just had a really big shit.
Yeah, it was a hefty old shit.
And she, apparently she had asthma anyway, and yeah, she wasn't actually playing the Xbox at the time when she died.
But she was playing an Xbox, which kills people.
Yes.
I tell you now, how many people die every year playing golf?
I don't know, you tell me.
Five.
Well, 99% of statistics are always made up on the spot, but I happen to know from some statistics that I read recently...
that were made up on the spot.
that golf is the number one pastime for people dying whilst playing golf. Yeah?
But, eh?
It's bullshit. I died while playing a video game. He should have fucking got off his ass. If you sat still for 12 hours every day, you're going to get some sort of problem, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Deep vein thrombosis is the one that basically you get a blood clot from not moving. You've sat there. The most common one is sitting on an aeroplane, like long haul flights.
20-hour flights.
When you sit there and you don't move for like 12 hours or whatever, it's like, it's your own fault. Another thing I'd point out at this point is that, to be honest, I'm surprised that the Xbox survived longer than he did. My Xbox certainly didn't. My Xbox lasted about 3 hours before it died.
That's a very good point. That
is a good point.
Maybe he got the red ring of death. Yeah. Or maybe she got the red ring of death after visiting the toilet. that's terrible, isn't it? Okay. So, okay. T-Suck making fun of dead people.
So yeah, basically the moral to the story is play PlayStation, don't play Xbox.
Yes. Look. Yeah, PS3. If you play PS3, you'll live longer.
PS3 is perfectly safe. Xbox will kill you.
Yeah. And for E-Diddles with his, is the UK weaker than the US? I'm sure if we'd done a search for game-related deaths in the US, there'd probably be a hell of a lot more.
Oh, come on. Yeah, exactly. Think about it.
There's probably... I wonder if there's more in Afghanistan.
Well,
how many have died?
Certainly in Japan, I reckon there's more.
This should maybe have been in gaming news, but with the recent disaster in Norway recently... Yeah. Did you know that they've actually banned the sale of games? All the retailers have taken off the shelf games like Homefront, Call of Duty, anything that's involving shooting. They've taken them off the shelf.
Why?
Because they're blaming video games for it.
but he didn't play video games.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's an easy cop-out. Yeah. People seem to think, oh, you play video games. I tell you what, I've seen some pretty fucked up films.
Yeah.
And it's the same, you know, they don't make the fuss about the films like they do about the games. I don't know what the deal is. But,
I've seen Faces of Death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
very true.
To screw you up.
Yeah, that's real.
Exactly.
You know, games, they're digitised pictures. They're not, you know, no one's actually died to make that game. I don't know. This thing comes up. It crops up every now and again, doesn't it?
Yep.
As soon as there's some sort of massacre, as soon as there's some sort of disaster... You know, we had it with the earthquakes in Japan, didn't we? All of a sudden, MotorStorm Apocalypse got taken off of sale.
Yeah, because that was the cause, wasn't it?
That was the cause of it. Yeah, that was the cause of the natural disaster that was Japan.
Yeah.
You know, MotorStorm, you know, heaven help us, we can't sell that game now. Just can't sell it.
No.
So yeah, it rears its head every now and again. Tomorrow, for example. Some kid, maybe called Jason, could be out with his parents at a
Jason!
Go walking off and get taken away. And then all of a sudden, they'll say, oh, this is like Heavy Rain, and the killer did it based on Heavy Rain. And, you know, it could happen, you know.
Yeah.
It's tragic when these things do happen. But don't blame video games. Come on, people. Come on. Get with the program.
Yeah. Guns don't shoot people.
Rappers do.
Rappers do.
I heard it on a documentary on BBC Two. We've got our own music, haven't we?
I'm going to line it up.
Oh, great tune.
Okay, got a couple of emails left. I'll take the next one, which comes to us from JS Butters, location, home, subject, happy anniversary. Sup, T-Suckers. I see it's your 52nd episode. A whole year of shows. Now that is a reason to celebrate.
Fuck off.
No matter what Slugger says.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Looking back, what has the best part of the year been for you on the show? What are you looking forward to for this next year? Ooh. I think Bod being drunk. It's quite good.
When did that happen?
That's been a bit of a highlight, hasn't it?
Yeah.
For the show, I mean, we are T-Suck. We're part of the TPSN. And under the TPSN, you've got TPIS 2.0. You've got us, the PlayStation Show UK. You've got the Fire Vader podcast. You've got the Rogue Gamer. For me, the highlight every year is the Showy Awards. And...
Oh yeah.
You know, we were all on the Showy Awards. It was a great show. Really enjoyed it. Looking forward to this year's Showy Awards. So was my best part of last year, and that'll be my best part of this year for as far as podcasting goes, I think.
Nothing to do with coming community member of the year.
Well, you know, I ain't gonna get it this year though, otherwise, let's face it.
No. Podcast hosts are not eligible.
That's so I'm retiring at the top of my game. But yeah, no, that was a nice thing to achieve. But no, the Showy Awards, I really enjoy. I every now and again, I still listen to the Showy Awards. Going back, do you remember last year? Duh, duh, the music coming in. I thought the show was great with all the hosts on from all the different podcasts of the TPSN. Everyone had in their own little bit. I just thought it was a brilliant show, and you know, if you're a new listener, go and check it out. Go and check out the Showy Awards from last year. I forget which episode number it was. It was around about Christmas time. It was December. Didn't it come out? It came out between Christmas and New Year, didn't it? I think last year.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, check it out. That was a great show.
Yep. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I think the show is. Yeah, I think they're good. So I'm going to copy you.
No, you can't.
I just did.
Pick something else.
I can't. Oh. Maybe those 3 weeks you were off. I don't know. I think I don't know. We just had some good episodes here and there. Every now and then we have a good episode.
Every now and again we have a gold moment, don't we?
Yeah. So I don't know. I've just enjoyed doing them. So the starting. T-Suck and continuing on. Yeah, that's been good. I've enjoyed it. So, Bod, you got a highlight?
Highlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think our first three shows were awesome.
Really?
And I think it's gone downhill from then since then.
Fuck off, Bod.
And I really look forward to episode 53, Celebration.
God. Well, it is the first show of the second season of T-Suck, isn't it?
Exactly. Season 2.
You're getting into it
one.
Now.
We've got to end. Well, you do realise we've got to end this on a cliffhanger.
Oh, yeah. What's going to happen in season 2?
Yeah. Maybe so, we'll get to hear about your competition.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the cliffhanger.
Seems unlikely, yeah. Our competition is... Oh, and that's the end. See you next season.
I assure you, a competition is coming up in the show.
Right. Okay. One more email. You want to take it, Slugger?
This is from Fishy Willy. Location on my PS3, subject Back to the Future. Sup, fellas. Hold on. No spoilers. Sup, fellas. After I bought the Back to the Future bundle last week on the cheap, I've been playing the heck out of it and almost done with episode 5. I can't believe I beat episode 5 before the UK people that pre-ordered it even get it. How's that taste, Slugger?
In your face, Slugger!
I got one thing to say to you, Fishy Willy. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about the whole situation, if you hadn't have guessed.
Yeah. But $7.99 on PSN Store.
Oh, it's an absolute steal. Absolute steal.
Yep. Okay, that's it for the mailbag. As said, you can contact us at tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com.
We've got our next section coming up, haven't we?
I was going to do an iTunes review, but...
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Send us some iTunes reviews, get on there and fill them in. We've got a new one this week, but I actually found it on the TPSN feed.
I tell you, listeners are fucking stupid, aren't they? How many fucking times do we have to tell them?
But... I don't. You might let this person off.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's from the Griffmeister.
The Griffmeister General.
Yeah, and I know he listens to all the shows. So
yeah, no, that's fair enough. Fair enough. Good work, Griffmeister.
Send it on the TPSN feed. But none of the other shows are going to read this out, Griffy. So I'm reading it for you. So remember, T-Suck read this out for you.
Yep.
Not the others.
We're here for you, Griff. Yep. We're here for you.
And his subject: everything a PS3 gamer player needs. 5 stars, just as great shows, informative, funny, a must for PS3 users. We've got a late email.
Have we indeed?
From FireVader. Shall I read it?
You're going to have to read it because I've already signed out.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it, yeah?
Yeah, you read it.
Okay. Late email from Vivader. Location at home. Subject, listening to the show. Hey, you guys. What's up with you, mates? Love the 50th show and just love the show. My question, what do you guys really do like think my podcast? And you think, and you guys rock totally. Later, my mate. So I'm guessing, what do you guys really think of my podcast? And you guys rock.
We fucking love it, Vader.
Love it. I've listened to everyone so far.
I'm up to date now.
Yep.
Loving it. Enjoying the last episode.
It's good.
Number one in the TPSN fire, Vader. Number one. As I said last week, new listeners, the TPSN comprises of four podcasts, with us being one of them. TPIS 2.0, The Rogue Gamer, and the Fire Vader Reviews podcast. If you listen to any of the others, if you listen to the Fire Vader Review podcast first, you're not going to listen to any of the others. So please listen to all of us first, and then listen to the Fire Vader Review podcast. Because, just give us a chance. Because we know that the Fire Vader Reviews podcast is numero uno in the TPSN. So, give us a chance, please.
That is, unless there's another E. Diddy show comes out. But he hasn't done them for ages, so.
What, are you saying that the E. Diddy 999 show is better than the Fire Vader Reviews podcast?
They're close. It's a close call.
Anyway, bit of a tangent. Competition coming up soon. What's the, where are we at, Zonal?
Well, we've got the trophy count. Trophy count. Bod.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Well, thank you very much.
Why are you calling him pathetic?
Third place this week. Here comes Bod. Two trophies.
I don't want to be accused of cheating, but I may not have got home in time to sync my trophies.
Sandbag. Oh, dear.
All I'm saying is I may have got a couple more. It would only be two or three, but
instant disqualification next week, Bod, is all I'm going to say. Remind me of this little conversation next week, if you can remember it.
No, I'm pretty much sure I won't remember it.
Excellent. Okay. Second place this week. What?
This could go either way, I feel.
Okay. Mr. Slugger.
Oh, you mother's minge.
33 trophies, sir.
33 trophies.
Cheater!
I'm sorry, Bod. What did you call me?
No, I was just clearing my throat. I had a... Yeah.
Okay, 33 trophies. I'll take that. How many have you got then, Zonal?
Okay, in first place, myself, 43 trophies.
What the fuck? I'm afraid you're both going to have to explain yourselves.
Well, I will explain myself, but I want to hear where these 43 fucking trophies have come from.
Like, Sam and Max.
Expecting that.
Sam and Max, episode 4.
You didn't get 43 trophies from that?
No. Back to the Future, episode 1.
10.
Okay. Infamous 2.
Yeah, okay, did you mop up some other ones from the good side?
Yeah. As I've literally only probably got five to go. Not even that, probably. I've done like 80% of the trophies, I think. So I don't think there's anything else.
You went into overdrive last night, didn't you?
I did. Well, no, when did I play Back to the Future? That was Sunday morning, that was, yeah. So Sunday, the weekend, I went a bit. Sorry. But 33 is good.
There is. There's also a little special trophy in that 33 there, Zonal.
A little special one?
Yeah. Do you want to play a little sound for me?
No, not until you tell us what it was for.
Zonal, have you confirmed this?
Have I confirmed? I have done a trophy count, yeah.
So you've confirmed the trophy that I'm about to mention?
I have, yeah.
Play the sound.
Meat bag, okay. Chicken.
Not that sound.
Oh, not that sound, sorry.
Platinum Trophy, Mr. Slugger, Mega Mind.
That's what's that, 21 trophies in it, something like that.
You fucking loser.
I think it's like 26 trophies. What I will say is, though, for you trophy hunters out there, I am not shitting you. This game is the easiest platinum trophy I have ever experienced. Hannah Montana, 4 hours. 4 hours, Zona, would you agree?
If you spend a lot of time looking at her camel toe.
Come on, that's a 4 hour game.
Well, yeah, 3 to 4 hours, yeah.
You think of all the time you've got to ride the Blue Jeans horse.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's classic gaming. And all the funfair games. I'd say it was 4 hours. I timed from the minute I put the disc into my PlayStation to the minute the ding came from the Platinum Trophy for Megamind. Do you know how long it took me?
2 hours, 25.
Very close.
Ooh.
2 hours, 45 minutes from start to finish to achieve a Platinum Trophy. 2 hours and 45 minutes for a Platinum Trophy. That game is shockingly bad.
So why didn't you save it for, you know, maybe a time when you might want to go for, you know, a weekly record?
Well, I thought about this, Bod. I've got quite a few games stacked up. The trouble I've got at the minute is I cannot, at this moment in time, see a point in time when I'm going to have 5 or 6 straight nights to play. At the minute, I'm playing like every 2 or 3 nights, or, you know, going 4 or 5 days without playing, then getting a couple of nights in. And I just thought, I'll just rattle off one of the games. I was just, you know, in between playing Infamous 2 and playing some other games, I thought, oh, tonight I've got 3 or 4 hours to play. I'm gonna get me a Platinum Trophy. So I did. I sat down with it, and I was expecting it to take 3 or 4 hours, maybe 4 or 5 hours. But it took 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. But, yeah, I mean, for anyone that's even contemplating playing it, it's a tie-in with the movie. It's a very piss-poor tie-in with the movie. It's good in that the characters and the story and the, you know, it's got all the original actors in it, Will Ferrell and all the, you know, they're all in it. And the cutscenes are all, it's very much the film. But it's a very sloppy game. It's 10 levels of repetitive bullshit with about 3 or 4 different enemy types. A view that is dreadful. I played some split screen with my son. Did you try the split screen mode in its own?
Yeah, I think I did. Didn't you have to do that for some of the trophies?
No. You have to play through the game as Megamind to unlock 90% of the trophies, and 4 end of level bosses you've got to do without dying. I did it on my first playthrough. Just not even trying. Just did it all on my first playthrough. I did play a bit of split screen with my son because he likes Megamind. The second player basically can't die and just flies around shooting. Whereas if you're Megamind, the screen centres on you. I can't even want to talk about this piece of shit anymore. Just don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit game.
Well, there you go.
Thank you very much. Okay. Platinum Trophy. I see. And I'm 98% on level 12 now, so I'm 2% away from going up a level as well. But, well done to you, sir. We're on 43 trophies.
43 trophies, yeah.
Well done to you. Well done.
Huh. Not bad. Okay. Do you want to do your competition yet?
Yeah, I'm going to do my competition now. Is everyone listening? Is everyone ready for the competition of the century? Okay, here's the competition. Now, I'm going to state from the outset that Zonal and Bod know nothing about what I'm about to say. So, I was thinking about this today. Zonal, I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like an itch that you just can't seem to shift?
Yeah, usually on like my bell end.
Bod. Have you ever had like a really itchy arsehole? But no matter how much you itch it, it just won't go.
Have you been spying on me?
I have the competition to end all competitions. The prize I'm personally donating to the fund. £50 sterling.
£50?
$100 US.
You must feel very strongly about this competition.
I do. 56 euros, I think, or whatever your local currency is. It's open worldwide, wherever you live in the world. Whatever £50 is in your currency. This is a competition that I am running. I have an itch that I can't get rid of, and I want you, my loyal listeners, to help me with. Recently, someone seems to be attacking me a little bit, and it's annoying me. That certain someone is an ex-co-host of this show by the name of Murray 2011, currently a host on Deepest 2.0, and follows the username on Twitter. His username is Murray 2011. That's M-U-R-R-Y 2011. Murray 2011. What I want you, the loyal listeners, to do is to troll Murray 2011 on Twitter. You can do this with a fake account. You can do this with your real account. I don't care. Whichever account you do it with, I want you to troll him. Troll him like it's going out of fashion. Next week, whoever trolls him the best, in my opinion, is going to win the prize. If you do an anonymous account, I don't care. At the end of the week, if I choose you, I'll contact you via Twitter and say, who are you? And we'll keep it between ourselves. I don't mind. But I want you to do the trolling. So troll away like it's going out of fashion. Win that prize and bring it down for next week. Who can troll the best? Go for it.
Oh dear.
Oh dear indeed.
Let's give a shout out for our people in the chat.
We already sort of did, didn't we?
We did, I suppose.
I think we should let Bod take it this time.
hang on. I'm not prepared for that. But I shall. Bakura. I'm only saying it once.
What? No, you have to say it three times.
I could barely say it once.
Bakura. Three times. You've got to do it three times.
But there you go. Sonal's just done it. Okay, Fire Vader, Fire Vader, Fire Vader.
No, just Bakura.
Griff, Griff, Griff. Sarge 300. 300, 300. How are we pronouncing Sia or Sire?
It's.
Sire?
Sai.
Sai.
Yeah, it is Sai.
Okay, it's Stella King Sai anyway.
Yeah.
666. Sponge Boobies. Sponge Boobies, Sponge Boobies. T-Piss 0213. Which
no,
is...
just the once, just the once.
David Peacock, isn't it?
Oh, it's David Peacock. Hello, David Peacock. For future reference, if you type /Nick/ whatever your name is, David Peacock, obviously, it will change your name to whatever you want to change it to.
Or if you put, you know, David Peacock originally, it'll be David Peacock to start with.
Yeah.
Pro tip. Tuscan77. Chanbot, of course, always there. Chanbot. Logopolis. Ozzy. Anyone else?
We had E. Diddy at some point.
Mandingo Dick.
Butters.
Buzz. Did you say Stella King? Sorry.
Yes, he's CS666. Yeah, we're done.
Right. Take yourself over to the PlayStationShow.com.
Check it out.
Check it out. Sorry. Yes. Take yourself over to there. Sign up to the forums. Take a listen to the other podcasts, which are TPS 2.0 with Will, Andrew,
Kyle,
Nate.
Yeah. And also the Rogue Gamer with Hamster Fist, but he hasn't been on for a couple of weeks now, has he?
No, he's in Beardsville.
Okay. Austin D, EDD909, and
Redbush.
She hasn't been on for a while either.
Redbush. She's moving house, I think, isn't she?
Is she? Okay. Redfield. And, of course...
B. Smith. 3258.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah. And yeah, so take yourself over to there and listen to them. And also, of course, the ThighVader podcast.
Numero uno.
Yes. Take a listen to them. Get yourself on iTunes. Leave us a review. Or leave any of the others reviews, but leave us one first.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you leave us one first, definitely.
Absolutely. And send us some emails for next week's show, tpsuk@theplaystationshow.com. And don't forget the competition.
Don't forget that competition. Go on Twitter, Murray2011, troll to your heart's content. I'm going to pick a winner next week. Go for it. Unleash hell.
Oh, dear. Thank you if you listen live. You can join us every Monday, 9 p.m. GMT. Or thank you to if you download us from iTunes. You have been listening to the PlayStation Show UK. I have been Zona River.
I've been Here Comes Bod.
And I've been Mr. Slugger.
Excellent. Right, and we'll see you next week for episode 53.
And to announce the winner of the competition to end all competitions.
I don't know. I might edit it all out.
No, you won't be. Leave it in there.
Right. See you next week, guys.
Laters.
Come out with your hands on your head. Turn the rap music off and step away from the stereo. Put the rap album down. Leave MC Hammer alone. Turn it off.
Guns don't kill people, robbers do. Ask any politician and they tell you it's true. It's a fact, music makes you violent. Like Michael Jackson telling little Timmy to be silent. You don't believe me? Here's my hype. Offer me the record and I'll show you the type of criminal. This rap's this breathing. It's a fact that MC Hammer left me bleeding. Vanilla Ice made my mother say, if I stuck with you B40 then I would have been in luck. But I didn't. I got it wrong. Cypress f***ing Hill told me to make a f***ing bomb, but I stacked it. I bought another tape. The power by snap made my f***ing balls ache. So remember, kids, till the head double tap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Cover the police.
Woo woo woo. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Cover the police.
Woo woo woo.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I seen it in a documentary on BBC 2. Shot the death outside hypervalue. Guns blazing like Michael Caine's U-Neal. Government statistics are sometimes misleading. The type of criminal rap is bleeding. Shot in the chest, no wonder you're stopping breathing. To fall the face of a lie you're receiving. Remember rap tracks in 87. Scott LaRock's up in hip-hop heaven. Biggie and Tupac had IP. The Jam Master J's in the cemetery.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Cover the police.
Woo woo woo. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Cover the police.
Woo woo woo.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I'm a f***ing rapper and I might kill you. As a rapper, I'm teaching you a lesson. AK-47 to Smith & Wesson. Just say no, just like Zambo. Bulletproof vest to guns and ammo. Hip-hop gangster tripping. Even Eminem's in the pistol whipping. It's like Cluedo, murder one. PTD J-Lo in a nightclub with a gun. It's Snoop Dogg now, what's the best of cap? Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
One, two, your face, my shoe. My name is Mike Balls and I'm cutting through. Gun crime, stabbing and burglarization is on the rise all across the nation. The safety's off when the pistol's aimed. The Addies and the Mafia always get blamed. Politicians are shamed and they haven't got a clue.
Rap is more deadly than Kung Fu.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Cover the police.
Woo woo woo.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Cover the police.
Woo woo woo.
Guns
guns don't kill people, rappers do. From Bristol Zoo to B&Q, I wanna rap, I wanna rhyme. Heard it in a song, now hit the gun climb. It's the sign of the times, like Prince changing the game. Gotta have a shooter to be in the rap game. My Michael Ryan about to snap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Cover up for these. Woo woo woo. Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Cover up for these. Woo woo woo.
I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
A little wee-wee slash cider restocking break.
Yeah. To be totally honest, I actually went for a piss earlier and nobody noticed.
Did you go to the toilet and take a piss, or did you piss in your bucket?
A bucket? I don't have a bucket. I just pissed in my pants.
Or in an empty can. And then mistakenly picked it up and drank it. Not that.
I've never mistakenly drunk piss.
I did.
Should we start calling you Bear Grylls?
No, he drinks shit, or at least the juice from shit.
Yeah. Shit juice.
Who have you been?
Jenkins. I've been pissed. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And I've been Mr. Slugger.
Just do it properly, bud.
Okay, sorry. Go again?
Yeah. You want me to go again?
Huh?
You want me to go?
Yes.
Oh, fuck's sake. I have been Zona Ripper.
I've been Leroy Jenkins.
I've been a bucket of KFC.
At least I have chicken.
Right. I have been Zone Ripper.
I've been Here Comes Bod.
And I've been a can of Strongbow.
For fuck's sake. I want to go to bed. And I don't want to be editing this tomorrow night for the rest of the evening.
Come on. Do it properly.
Do it properly, you motherfuckers.
Yo.
Hey, what Sponge.
Up? Hello,
Slugger's
Sponge.
Ignoring you.
Yo,
sorry,
Slugger.
No, I didn't hear. I heard a noise first time. I didn't know who it was.
You heard
Yo, Slugger.
Noise.
Sup, blood?
Yo, Slugger. Let's do this gangster, homie. I got your back. Let's ride on these fools. Listen up. Listen. Cap some fools. Let's do it. We ride it slow. I guess you jumped in my clica, homie. However you want to do this, dog. I got your back. Let's cock him. Yay, yay. Let's do it. What you want to do? You're going to ride on me. You're going to die for me. What up, player? How you doing up in London? How you doing up in London? You cruise by in your horsey in your carriage? Yo, if you need, I'll fill up your musket, man.
Are you feeling right, Sponge?
I'm feeling real gangster.